Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Hey, our Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can watch it. We got Ross Tucker with us here as well. Watch and wager on all pro sports at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. All right, today's question. With the World Series starting tonight, this is one of those forced choices that kind of stinks to have to make, but we asked him. Who would you rather see win the World Series? A, the cheating Houston Astros, or B, the hated division rival Atlanta Braves? Obviously, John, you and James got on my case, or James really got on my case earlier when I said I'd rather see the Braves win. Where do you think the results came in today on Twitter? A, the Astros, B, the Braves. Who would rather see win?
No one's going to see the Braves. Fewer people will say the Braves. So
you're already wrong.
Really?
55% of people say they'd rather see
the
Braves.
It's our worst poll ever.
It's not, James.
It makes no sense.
James, I'd rather see the Braves.
All right, Ross, go ahead. I'll explain my reasons, but go ahead, Ross.
I despise cheating. I absolutely hate it in any way. That's number one. Number two, if the Braves win it this year, they're not going to be as good next year, the next couple of years. It just doesn't work that way. They're not going to repeat.
Ridiculous. The Astros were in the World Series 2 years ago. Yeah, what are we talking about?
But not last year.
No,
not
the Braves year. Aren't going to repeat.
If they win it this year. They've been in the playoffs 5 years in a row. They've been in the LCS 5 years in a row. What are we talking about?
We're talking
James,
about winning
can
it
can I tell you something?
The Eagles weren't as good in 2018. Yeah.
James, I listen to the show a decent amount. When you get really animated, that's my favorite part of the show. animated seltzer voice is my favorite part of the show. And I'm just telling you, if the Braves win the World Series this year, I don't believe they're as likely to be as good next year as if they lose the World Series and they're still motivated, chip on their shoulder. Yep. I want them to win the World Series so they get the endorsements, they go on vacation. We did it. We made it. I don't want a hungry Braves team next year.
Hungry dogs run faster, Ross. Listen,
you're all crazy.
And Ross, I'll throw one more reason in there. I said this earlier. I'll say it again. I want the Phillies to feel the disgrace of seeing another team in their division win it. I mean, I want the Phillies to feel that shame because, you know, the Nationals won it 2 years ago.
Hey, do you think it worked wonders the last time it
happened? Great point, Richie. No. Thank you. That worked out really well.
No, it didn't work wonders, but it's what it is. I mean, I don't want the
Phillies. Oh, so you'd rather just like self-flagellate.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Well,
if it doesn't work, then that's not a reason.
But it could work.
I mean, it's
not going to work. There's no hope for the Phillies, but that's a whole different matter.
So let's just watch the Braves win a World Series. That sounds awesome. Listen, the team that we hate. Yeah.
But James, it fundamentally goes to where Ross started. I start with where Ross started. It's about cheating.
I hate the Braves more than I hate cheating.
Okay, well, I don't.
By a mile.
I don't. Let's go to the phones. All right, a lot of conversation today, not about that, but about, of course, the Eagles and what a debacle this season has been. Your opportunity to voice what you're feeling, and we hope to catch the attention of the Eagles here with all the phone calls and what you want to get off your chest. Let's go to Bill in Doylestown. Hey, Bill.
Hey there.
Hi, Bill.
What's up, buddy?
Hi. What you got to look at is who Jeffrey Lurie is. He's a producer. Producers are in charge of the product, and then they're in charge of passing blame on if it fails and getting success if it is a winner. That's what producers do. They're the lowest of low. Talk to anyone in Hollywood. Talk to any theatrical producers. That's who Jeffrey Lurie is. So everything you're talking about, each year is a new movie, show, whatever. Jeffrey Lurie presents the Philadelphia Eagles. He's hired everybody. He's set everybody up. And if it's a success, he's going to take all the credit. When it fails, then we're going to say, oh, it's Howie. Oh, it's the coach. Who it's ever. He doesn't care. That's what producers do.
Well, he does. He does care. I'll say this about Lurie: he definitely cares. What I question, Bill, is whether he has the step back ability. I think he's gotten more involved. I'm talking going on a bunch of years now, post Andy Reid, really post Chip Kelly, and I think he's enjoyed that. And there was success, obviously, in the Super Bowl run 2017. And I think he has gotten. I think he has lost his way.
Again, you fall in for the trap that every producer does. They get you thinking all these different ways when that harsh reality is the opposite. You've got to look at these people like the old movie producers, and then you'll get an idea of who you're dealing with. Okay. And it's all him. And you want to go back, oh, he may have been learning it, just like a young producer is learning it. But once they get involved, it becomes their show from top to bottom.
Bill, give me a sports clip that's been seen a lot.
The band is on the field.
Wow.
The band is on the field.
That's another one, man. That's unbelievable. All right, it's a really great one. Let's talk to JD right now. JD, you're on WIP.
Yeah, man. First time, long time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, JD.
I can moan and groan all day about what's going on with this team. In 42 years of Pennsylvania sports in general, this is the worst team and coaching staff I've ever seen. I was already strapped in for 5 to 10 years of garbage. But my real point is Fletcher Cox, man. This dude broke my heart. This is reminiscent of For What, For Who. And if he would have got up there and said, okay, I quit on this defensive coordinator, he's an idiot, I probably would have clapped. He says something like that. That's a spit in the fan's face. He's totally turned on us, too. And this really hurts, man. I mean, where are these guys going? We don't know what the future is. Days ago, we could see a future. Now we see nothing but clouds.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Fletcher is he had a point the other day. He probably shouldn't have said it publicly. But he undermined so much of his presentation when he indicated that he doesn't talk to the coaching staff about what he thinks they can do differently, which is ridiculous when you're a 10-year vet and you're the highest-paid player in the history of the franchise defensively. And certainly supposed to still be one of the best players, if not the best player on the whole team.
One of our last superstars.
Yeah,
what are we paying you for?
That whole thing. And then the other thing is, when he actually said, I don't get paid to play screen passes, plays, like, quarterbacks get paid to hand the ball off. I mean, like, it's all part of everything. I mean, wide receivers get paid to block. They also get paid to run routes. They get paid to catch passes. They get paid to score touchdowns. You get paid for the whole thing. I mean, the Eagles lost the Super Bowl, and I'm not ripping anyone on that defense. It is what it is. The Eagles lost the Super Bowl in 2004 in part because the New England Patriots in the third quarter started screening the Eagles to death. I mean, that's part of how teams play. Sometimes they hand it off. Sometimes it's passes down the field. Sometimes it's, hey, we're going to suck you in. Here's a screen pass. For Fletcher Cox, 10 years in, to say something so immature.
Do we know what the question was?
We'd go back, but
the problem was, like, you can't really hear.
Well, that was
of the questions that are being asked.
Yeah, the audio was bad at the
point. I wish we had a little more context because, for the most part, I feel the same way that you do. Yeah. I just don't understand why he would even say what he said. Why did he go there in the first
place?
It's
a great question.
Fletcher Cox?
Yeah.
You know the answer to that, John.
No, I need to know the question.
This is the most criticism he's ever gotten. He's frustrated, and he's kind of pointing the finger a little bit. And you know what? Maybe there's some truth to what he's saying. I don't like that he said it publicly,
but
at least in his mind, I think there is some truth to it.
Well, there is,
but Ross, you're crossing issues here.
We're going to the issue of just fundamentally him saying, I don't get paid to play screen plays.
I thought you were talking about him frustrated with the aggressive. Yeah. Oh, the screen part of it?
Yeah.
That I don't understand at all.
And that was really
bad. By the way, you know what's crazy about that?
What?
He's actually been really good over the years at retracing on screens and chasing him down and making plays. That's actually one of the things I really liked about him.
I agree with you, JD. I agree with you, Ross, 100%. JD, give me a sports clip. It's been on TV a whole bunch.
The go-to every time there's a Hail Mary, Doug Flutie, Boston College.
Oh, it's another big one right there. Now, John, you had a question for Ross as we were going to break here, so let's circle back to that related to the last Eagles coaching search.
Yeah, what do you make of the news, the information that we got? And we're just now revisiting Brian Daboll, who I think is proving to be an amazing mind, offensive mind in the NFL.
Rumor was he didn't want to come here to Philadelphia to even interview because of the front office, because of Howie Roseman. And then Brandon Staley, you know, the wunderkind, the guy who seems to do no wrong, brainiac, an analytics guy, didn't even interview because Howie Roseman was here. This was reported back then. This is being revisited now. What do you make of all that?
Well, number one, I have not seen those reports. So okay. I'm just going by what you guys are telling me now, because I haven't seen those reports. And what I would make of it is I think stuff like that happens more often than people realize. I think more often than people realize, they do some digging on the available jobs. And I think there was probably – I think, like, Brandon Staley clearly had options. I mean, first of all, he was already living in L.A., and the Chargers already had Justin Herbert. I mean
– Yeah, the Justin Herbert thing is the biggest factor.
If he had some concerns about the level of power or control that Howie Roseman has, I can see that. But let's not kid ourselves. That was pretty far down the line of why he would go to the Chargers instead of the Eagles. I mean, you go to the Chargers because Anthony Lynn was one of the worst coaches I've ever seen, and they had nowhere to go but up. I mean, Anthony Lynn was horrible. He lost like four games for the Chargers himself last year, and they had a franchise quarterback who just finished his rookie year. I mean, I grew up here. I think I would have gone to the Chargers.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
But shouldn't Jeffrey Lurie be conscious, aware, concerned that he is now having trouble luring the best coaches of the crop?
No, because I heard those exact same things when they hired Peterson. They said the exact same things. Oh, the Eagles didn't get this guy or that guy because Howie Roseman has too much power. I mean, I don't know. Is it?
Yeah.
Doug Peterson was by far the best of the coaches that year.
Okay, but don't expect that to.
So you'd rather have a guy. You'd rather get the coach that wants to come in and control the whole thing, like Chip Kelly.
I would rather get
the coach and trade LeSean McCoy and DeShaun Jackson.
No,
you'd rather have that.
I would rather get the coach
because that set back the franchise for years.
Well, it did, but I will say, Rose, I think part of John's point is it's not so much about having final say; it's about being comfortable working with the general manager that you basically report to.
There's a lot of, I mean. You don't think a lot of these guys would take the Eagles job?
They would, but if there's
I want the best guys.
Yeah,
I want all of the guys available, because then I'm sure that I am evaluating the best as well as the middle as well as the worst of the pack. I want access to everyone, and it sounds like we don't have access to everyone because the best don't appreciate the way this is set up.
Or at least some don't. Some don't. Whether they are determined to be the best in time, who knows. All right, to the phones. Andrew in Northeast Philly. Andrew, you're on WIP. Andrew? What's up, buddy?
My bad. I'm here, Joe. Okay. My bad.
No problem.
My bad. First time, long time. I'm calling in.
Now, who says my bad more, you or Donovan McNabb after a pass in the ground?
Hopefully not me. But yeah.
I like Donovan, and we like you, Andrew. You're a great caller. Just throw a little humor out there.
No, my humor is I'm a LaSalle High School grad, so sorry to be prep a couple weeks ago.
I'm sorry for you that you went to LaSalle. I mean, that's a
Wait,
shame.
You guys beat Joe's?
Yeah, they did.
Yes.
Yeah, did. First time in a long time.
You guys didn't know that?
Wow.
Well, I didn't.
Joe didn't bring that up.
I certainly did not bring it to their attention, Andrew. Ross. Ross, you got to remember, man. You lose for the first time in like 10 years. I mean, let the other
10
team,
years. Come on now.
Let the other team have their little day. I'm just not going to highlight it.
It's not a little
another
day.
Another thing, Joe. Another knock on you. Why are you cheering for the Braves when if Houston wins, New York and Boston fans will be so upset?
That's another good.
Wait,
answer.
Say that again. If who wins,
the Boston Yankees and Red Sox fans will be devastated.
They'll
if
be
the
devastated.
Astros win.
So I'll take the tears of New York and Boston.
No, I don't care about that. I mean, Andrew, I can make the case I'd like to have the Braves have the last pick in the first round of the draft.
That's
true. So take that, buddy.
That's true. So then Eagles-wise, like, Eagles-wise, everybody's hitting it on the head, but I'm kind of just, like, sick of being sold as, like, a Mustang without an engine. Every year I keep buying this Mustang, and every year it keeps falling apart. And I'm done, Jeff. I'm done buying any of your crap. whatever.
People are really aggravated, Andrew, and you're expressing it, man. I mean, when people say I'm done, because you're not really done. I know you're not, Andrew.
I'm not done, but I keep buying into it.
I know, but your interest is waning. I know it.
Can I ask you something? When I hear this, like, every year thing, you mean last year and this year?
Yeah, just so.
Because 2019, they won the division.
They keep telling us crap.
Yeah, but the issues had started back then, Ross. The accumulation of bad drafting and what I think is certainly perceived, and I think it's real, to be mismanagement, does predate 2020.
So, okay, if we're going to put it out there, let's talk about the trade with the Dolphins. I mean,
miraculous. I agree with you.
I just feel like there's never – I feel like – that we never have any balance.
I think I do. A lot of people don't. I don't think John does. I think I do. I think the Dolphins trade was a miracle. The Eagles could have the first pick in the draft. They will almost definitely have a top 10 pick. They have a great shot at a top 5 pick.
Honestly, I think the Wentz trade's really good.
I do too. Andrew, give me a clip on TV that we've seen an awful lot.
Commercials, films, whatever. Leitner, Christian Leitner.
Leitner's another big answer.
Joe, I got some bad news for you.
What do you got?
The draft is set on regular season record. The Braves will be picking 4 spots out.
Way to burst my bubble, James. Way to burst. Oh, by the way, I hadn't even gotten to this yet. Congratulate. You know, from time to time, we congratulate people. Congratulations, guys, has to go out. I don't know if you guys are, if you've seen this, to Joe DiCamera, who is now halfway through the fantasy football season for the WIP League. Ross in first place.
Are we really doing the hammer.
This guy.
What are we doing right
thumbs
now?
Thumbs toward me. Me, first place.
What are we doing right now?
Not Richie, not Seltzer, not Elliot, not Ike, not Marks, not Fritz. This guy right here.
Who cares?
First place hammer.
Right now?
I'm really annoyed.
Halfway through the regular season.
Who cares?
And I told you. John, I told you you had a great team. No,
my team's better than yours.
Well, you're 3-4, so you're not.
And
so.
I will beat you. I promise.
No, you won't.
Yeah. I promise.
Well, you probably won't even get a chance to play me again. I already beat you head to head.
Uh huh. So we'll see, Joe.
I mean, you gotta make
your team is healthy. Mine will get healthy and whoop your ass when it matters.
I think not. We'll see if he can even make the playoffs. He's trying to do a, you know, a little, we'll get you in the end. I think not, buddy.
Yeah.
It's halfway through the season. Let's not.
Not even.
All right.
Not even
Ross,
halfway.
Ross, let's spin this forward here. Not in fantasy football, but the real deal. The Eagles and Lions on Sunday. Are the Lions a traditionally bad 0-7 team? Or are they better than a typical winless team at this point? Because, you know, they've had some close games. And what do you sort of see Eagles and Detroit on Sunday?
They are definitely better than a typically 0-7 team. I do power rankings every Tuesday on the Ross Tucker podcast, and I have them ahead of teams like the Jets who have a win, the Texans who have a win.
How far are they separated from the Eagles?
I don't think that far. Here's how I'm going to describe it, guys.
In your power rankings.
Oh. That's a good question. Let me pull it up real quick. But the Lions are going to be, like, I think I'll tell you exactly where it is. The Lions I have at 30, and I have the Eagles at 24.
Yeah.
So the teams in between, Giants, Washington, Panthers, Jaguars, Dolphins.
Well, you got the Panthers that low that quick, yeah.
That's what's – well, they just lost 25-3 to the Giants.
I know. I
mean,
I get it.
They're bad. But here's what I would say. Here's my concern about Sunday.
But they were one of our wins.
Yeah, no, that's his point. He's got the Eagles above the
So Panthers. They should be ahead of him, yeah. So, but here's my concern about Sunday. I mean
– but why are we that high?
He's saying he's got the Eagles above the Panthers.
I understand that. But
you're saying 24
terrible.
Is too 24 high for
24 is
the Eagles,
too high for the Eagles.
Well, who do you want him to – I mean, you want him to be below the Giants, below Washington, below the Panthers that they just beat and that just lost 25-3 to the Giants? I mean
– yeah, I think they should be below Washington and the Giants.
I don't.
Okay, John. Well, then when you start the John Ritchie podcast, go ahead. So, hey, here's my thing, though. Here's my concern.
Yes.
The Lions are not like an 0-17 team.
Right.
They're not that bad. They're going to win a game or two. And if you look at their schedule, this would be like the game they would win.
Sure.
Yeah, their point.
I mean, this is
– circle it on the calendar.
Let's put it this way. I think this is a toss-up game. And after I do this show, I do the Even Money podcast, the betting one. I will probably be taking the Detroit Lions with the 3.5 points. Because right now the Lions are getting – honestly, guys, I think it's a field goal game either way. Mm-hmm. So if you can get the Lions in 3.5 points, I hope that's not the case. I hope the Eagles bash their brains in. But based on what I've seen, the Lions at home, and I think they're going to win at least one game this year. Look at their schedule. This might be the best game for the Lions to win.
Yeah, plus
at home against the Eagles playing the way they are right now.
Yeah, and these games can be close. Last time the Eagles and Lions played up there, the ball, literally the game came down to whether the ball was touched out of bounds by, what was it, Jason Kelce on a fumble by the sideline, right?
That's a good point.
Remember that whole
fiasco? That's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, but it was just.
But this Lions team took the Ravens to, you know, to task.
Yeah.
They took the Rams. Yeah, you know, they challenged the Rams last week. It was the Vikings, the last second field goal they lost on early in the season.
But these Eagles games haven't even been close. I mean,
no,
they
have been closer than
at the end,
our games have not been close.
Hey, Ross, I want to sneak in one final question here. Just give me a yes or no. Do you think Deshaun Watson will be traded before the trade deadline?
Yes. I think it's like – I actually wrote about this in my column today. I think it's like 55%, 60%. But I'm going to say yes because you said I had to say yes or no.
Yeah.
Here's what I would say. Do I have 20 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead.
Joe?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Picture you're Stephen Ross. You're worth $9 billion. You're 81 years old. You could, like, text your pilot and fly to Fiji in 20 minutes if you wanted to, but you can't just pay for a quarterback or pay for a winning team. This guy wants a top five quarterback, and he wants the chance to win a championship. The owner for the Panthers, this guy, he got passed over for a promotion at Goldman Sachs. So when he became a billionaire with a hedge fund, he bought his Goldman Sachs boss's house and knocked it down and built these guys are not messing around. They both know they don't have the answer at quarterback. I think there's a decent chance. The only thing I would say is if the Texans wait till after the season to try to get more teams involved. I don't really understand why it makes sense for the Texans to do it now, but I firmly believe the Dolphins and the Panthers are all in on Deshaun Watson.
All right, Ross, always great having you on the show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Everyone check it out. Ross, thanks, buddy.
See you, dudes.
Hi, right, there he is. Ross Tucker, brought to us by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Time's yours, and more calls are next. Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, basketball fans, celebrate the NBA 75th anniversary season on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, new customers can place their first bet risk-free, and if you don't win, I repeat, if you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back. What an opportunity. Hey, if you've been thinking about joining FanDuel Sportsbook, well, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. I mean, FanDuel Sportsbook, the way to go. They get you paid fast, easy to use, odds boosts and specials all the time, live betting, including in-game, and so many different ways you can bet. Player stats, money line, over-under, point spreads, it's all available for you with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP, and no better place to bet on the NBA than FanDuel. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook and sign up using promo code HAMMER. Promo code HAMMER gets you the best deals, including your opportunity to place a first bet risk-free of up to $1,000. Make every moment more this NBA season using promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.